Combined Kia Tory Portal Pay Gap and Diversity and Inclusion Progress Report. Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha. November 2024. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People with a QR code to scan for the New Zealand Sign Language name of Faikaha. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 10th of December 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. End of producer's note. Combined Kia Tory Portal Pay Gap and Diversity and Inclusion Progress Report. Chief Executive Foreword. Kia ora. Welcome to the Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha Kia Tory Portal Pay Gap Report. This is our second and final pay gap report as a departmental agency. A new standalone ministry will be established by the end of the year. It is great to see the activities that have taken place over the past year relating to diversity and inclusion at the ministry and the progress that has been made. This year, we established a program lead employment pathways role to help drive the implementation of Te Karangi Tuaramamuri, the Disability 4-Point Plan. This plan has a focus on developing inclusive and equitable pathways to hiring, growing, and retaining disabled employees in public service. As the disability PO led for Papaponamu, I am excited about the potential to improve employment opportunities for disabled people across the public service. Disabled people in New Zealand are overrepresented in unemployment statistics. These statistics show that disability impacts their opportunity to earn a good income and can have a negative impact on many other areas of well-being. Data from the June 2024 quarter of the Household Labour Force Survey showed that, for people aged 15 to 64 years, disabled people were more than twice as likely to be unemployed as non-disabled people, 11.0%, compared with 4.5%. The employment rate for disabled people was 39.8%, about half the rate for non-disabled people, 80.3%. This is an employment gap of 40.5 percentage points. The employment rate for Tangata Faikaha Māori was 27.2%, compared to 71.2% for non-disabled Māori. Median weekly income from all sources was $523 for disabled people, less than half the income for non-disabled people, $1,141. At the ministry, we have aspired to demonstrate through our own actions as an employer the benefits of hiring a diverse workforce and creating an inclusive culture. Within this, we need to ensure that our diverse employees, including our disabled employees, are remunerated appropriately for the skills and talents that they bring, and that there is no bias in our recruitment, selection or pay practices. For these reasons, it is vital that we are aware of and report on pay gap data for our disabled employees alongside other pay gaps. I encourage all agencies to consider how they can include this in their reporting in future years. I am pleased that the pay gap for our disabled employees has reduced over the past year. I note the work that this report indicates we need to do to improve the diversity of our workforce in other respects, such as improving representation from Taunata Faikaha Māori, Pacific peoples, and Deaf people, and alongside this to enhance the experience of those from diverse communities. These considerations will be good context for the standalone agency once it is established. I would like to acknowledge and thank all our kaimahi who have been a part of the ministry whānau on this journey and their contributions to our vision of creating a non-disabling society. Nā mana kitanga, Paula Tesoriro MNZM, PLY. Executive Summary. This report provides our final pay gap report as a departmental agency. We cannot formalize an action plan for the standalone agency as its composition and pay gap issues are not yet known. In its first year of operation, the standalone ministry will identify its baseline pay gap data and use this information to build a diversity and inclusion plan. We have identified possible action items for the standalone agency which can be considered once the organization has been established. Our pay gaps. To report on our pay gaps in a statistically robust way, Kia Tory Portal guidance requires comparator groups of 20 people or more. This means that this year we can report on gender, Māori, Asian and disability pay gaps. Our workforce profile changed significantly over the past 12 months as we recruited to the establishment organization structure. Our total headcount increased from 175 to 258 from the 30th of June 2023 to the 30th of June 2024. This year we have calculated pay gaps using both mean and median pay. Based on mean wages, our gender pay gap is 6.9%. This is lower than the average 2023 public service pay gap of 7.1%. This is an improvement from 2023 when we reported a gender pay gap of 10.2%. For our MoEE employees, the pay gap of 4.0% is lower than the 5.4% public service average. Again, this is an improvement from 2023 when the gap was 4.9%. For our Asian employees, our pay gap of 12.6% is lower than the 13% public service average. This is the first time we have been able to report our pay gap for Asian employees. Our pay gap for disabled people is 4.8%. There is no public service comparison information. However, it is pleasing to note that this is a significant improvement from 2023 when the gap was 8.1%. We are conscious that, as a smaller organization, we may experience more fluctuations in our data from year to year than larger organizations. Background and context. Over the last 24 months, our executive leadership team has been committed to reducing pay gaps and delivering a diversity and inclusion plan. As the standalone ministry is created, a diversity and inclusion action plan will form a key part of our organizational design and operating model, which combines Kia Toriporto actions and our response to Papaponama, the public service work program on diversity and inclusion. We have gathered ideas for a diversity and inclusion plan in this document so that these can be considered by the standalone organization once established. Note that, in the meantime, we continue to take action where appropriate. For example, work to update our recruitment guidelines from a diversity and inclusion perspective based on recent experiences will continue so that the standalone ministry is set up for success. Together, Papaponomo and Kia Toriporto set out a comprehensive diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) program that supports agencies to increase diversity at all levels to reflect and deliver for the communities we serve. Make substantial progress toward closing gender, Māori Pacific, and ethnic pay gaps. Accelerate progress for Wahine Māori Pacific women and women from ethnic communities. Create fairer workplaces, including for disabled people and members of rainbow communities. Strengthen inclusion so that everyone feels respected, valued, and able to achieve their potential. The current guidance from Tekoa Mataho Public Service Commission (PSC) does not provide for analysis of pay gaps for disabled people. However, we choose to include this in our report given our role in the public service and responsibilities to disabled people and Tangata Whaikaha Māori. This year we have sought ideas from both our Terms of Settlement Working Group, which consists of employee and union representatives, as well as our employee-led networks to develop our report and action plan ideas. About us, the Ministry of Disabled People Whaikaha was set up in 2022. Our purpose is to improve the way disability supports are provided and to advance societal change to improve the lives of disabled people and their families. Hei whakapai ake I ngā rawhina tāngata haua kia whai hua I te huri I te ao, kia pai ake I hoki ngā noho o ngā tāngata whaikaha me o rātou whānau. We have been a departmental agency receiving support for our human resource practices from the Ministry of Social Development, MSD, including using many of their human resources policies, processes and guidance relating to pay. We care about closing pay gaps and creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. These aspirations are closely aligned with who we are as an organization committed to shaping change. This report is published on the Whaikaha Corporate Publications webpage. Our people. The data used to prepare the report was drawn at the end of our financial year, on the 30th of June 2024. Our workforce profile tells us that 74.8% of our workforce are women. We are 80.1% European, 14.9% Māori, 10.0% Asian, 6.6% Pacific people, 2.9% Middle Eastern, Latin American, or African, and 1.2% from another ethnic group. Note that as our people may select multiple ethnicities, the total of these percentages will exceed 100%. While we are pleased to have a growing number of Asian employees at this ministry, we are concerned to see that the proportion of Māori and Pacific employees has fallen in the past 12 months, and our plan seeks to address this. The table below shows the ministry's workforce representation demographics relative to New Zealand's working age population and those included in last year's report based on information voluntarily recorded. Rather than making assumptions about employees with an unknown status, we have used the self-identified status of 85 employees and removed from the calculation the 54 employees who chose not to identify their disability status. This is consistent with the approach used for the reporting of ethnicity. Using this calculation, 41.7% of our employees identify as disabled. We will continue to encourage our people to update their details so that we can report more accurately in the future. Workforce representation, disability, disabled demographic, 41.7% average of our people in 2024. 42% average of our people in 2023. 28.1% of all 39 leaders. 26.7% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 27% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Ethnicity, European demographic, 80.1% average of our people in 2024. 78% average of our people in 2023. 88.6% of all 39 leaders. 93.3% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 67% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Māori demographic, 14.9% average of our people in 2024. 19% average of our people in 2023. 11.4% of all 39 leaders. 20% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 15% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Asian demographic, 10% average of our people in 2024. 8% average of our people in 2023. 5.7% of all 39 leaders. 0% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 18% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Pacific people's demographic, 6.6% average of our people in 2024. 7% average of our people in 2023. 0% of all 39 leaders. 0% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 6% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Middle Eastern, Latin American and African MELAA demographic. 2.9% average of our people in 2024. 3% average of our people in 2023. 0% of all 39 leaders. 0% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 2% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Other ethnic group demographic, 1.2% average of our people in 2024. 0% average of our people in 2023. 0% of all 39 leaders. 0% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. Gender, male demographic, 24.8% average of our people in 2024. 29% average of our people in 2023. 30.8% of all 39 leaders. 11.8% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 50% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Female demographic, 74.8% average of our people in 2024. 70% average of our people in 2023. 69.2% of all 39 leaders. 88.2% of all 17 Tier 2 and 3 leaders. 50% of NZ working age 15 plus population. Note, we have used Household Labour Force Survey June 2024 quarter data for the NZ working age population comparisons, except for the proportion of the NZ population who are disabled, which is drawn from the Statistics New Zealand 2013 Disability Survey. Our pay gaps. To report on our pay gaps in a statistically robust way, Kia Tō Report or guidance requires comparator groups of 20 people or more. This means that this year we can report our gender, Māori, Asian and disability pay gaps. This year we have calculated our pay gaps in two ways. The first is by comparing mean full-time equivalent FTE wages in line with our previous pay gap report and PSC guidance. Note, the FTE pay data excludes higher duty allowance data. The second is using median FTE wages, which is in line with Statistic NZ's approach to calculating the official gender pay gap in New Zealand using median hourly wages and salaries. When calculated, use mean pay. Our gender pay gap for women is 6.9% compared to a public service pay gap in 2022 of 7.1%. For our Māori employees, our pay gap of 4.0% is lower than the 5.4% public service average. For our Asian employees, our pay gap of 12.6% is lower than the 13% public service average. Our pay gap for disabled people is 4.8%. There is no public service comparison information available. Average and median pay gap percentages. Gender demographic has a mean pay gap of 6.9% and a median pay gap of 7.8%. Disability demographic has a mean pay gap of 4.8% and a median pay gap of 0.1%. European demographic has a mean pay gap of minus 9.1% and a median pay gap of 7.1%. Moree demographic has a mean pay gap of 4.0% and a median pay gap of 13.1%. Asian demographic has a mean pay gap of 12.6% and a median pay gap of 8.4%. During 2023 and 2024, the ministry was working through some unique remuneration issues given how the ministry was established in 2022. A work program to develop a common remuneration framework began in 2023, and we noted in our last report that this work would take up to 24 months to complete. This work has paused as the ministry undergoes establishing a standalone agency. We expect that the new ministry will collaborate with employee representatives and the PSA to establish a remuneration framework at the standalone ministry. Our progress in 2024 and action ideas for 2025. The actions captured below alongside our progress to date commentary are intended as inputs to the standalone ministry's planning processes for 2025. Once the new organization structure is in place, it will be possible to establish a baseline data that will help the organization understand its actual diversity and inclusion action needs and what success would look like within its new context. First area of focus. Focus areas for Kiatori Portal. Te Pono, transparency. Progress to date. The first Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha Combined Pay Gap Report and Diversity and Inclusion Action Plan were published for 2024. Salary bands, remuneration and other HR policies continued to be available via our intranet and salary bands are included in job advertisements. Action ideas for the standalone ministry. Establish baseline pay gap data and information so that a diversity and inclusion plan can be created for the standalone ministry that will replace the current departmental agency from December 2024. Second areas of focus. Focus areas for Kiatori Portal. Marahuato keke mo te utu, equitable pay outcomes. Focus areas for Papaponamu. Te urupara I te mariu, addressing bias. Progress to date. There is a decrease in our average pay gaps for women from 10.2% to 6.9%. Disabled people from 8.1% to 4.8%. Māori employees from 4.9% to 4.0%. For the first time we can report on our pay gap for Asian employees, 12.6%. Established a governance group and working group, including PSA representatives, to consider how to create a fair and equitable remuneration framework for the ministry that addresses pay gap concerns. Work completed in relation to developing the new framework includes current state analysis, high-level design and options, workshops for all employees. In September 2024, this work was paused due to the change process. Action ideas for the standalone ministry. Review the remuneration framework for the standalone ministry. Consider working group and governance needs so that a current state analysis can be conducted and high-level design work prepared by the ministry can be evaluated. Note that the new dataset for employees and remuneration bands may be less complex than for the departmental agency, which inherited significant legacy issues from other ministries. Develop starting salary policy and guidelines that are fit for purpose for the standalone ministry. Third areas of focus. Focus areas for Kiatori Portal. Te whakawhanaketanga I te aramahi, effective career and leadership development. Te whakakore I te katoa o ngā momo whakaturihara haukuma anō hoki, eliminating all forms of bias and discrimination. Focus areas for Papaponamu. Te urupara I te mariu, addressing bias. Te whakawhanaungatanga, building relationships. Hautuutanga ngā kaotuwhera, inclusive leadership. Ngā tuuhononga e kōkiritia ana e ngā kaimahi, employee-led networks. Progress to date. Tested enhanced recruitment options to improve the candidate experience and avoid bias and discrimination, including commissioning alternate formats for our external advertisements to improve accessibility. Reasonable accommodations questions throughout the recruitment process to provide the best possible candidate experience. Offering the opportunity to provide a CV via video, PowerPoint or other formats if preferred to a traditional format. Providing a contact point for candidates so that applications could be made in different ways rather than more traditional methods. Involving disabled community members as panel members. Set the foundations for career pathways through reviewing and updating position descriptions. Supported the establishment of employee-led networks. Three networks were established, disabled employees, Rainbow and Deaf Kamahi with a Māori network in development. The ministry's employee-led networks are being supported to transition during the change phases. Options are being given for network members to choose the support network they prefer and keep the relationships they have built. Thope the setup of an all-of-government Deaf Kaimahi network, piloting with the Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha and MSD. explored collaborating with We enable us to leverage on existing structure. To support people leaders to give a positive experience to employees going through change, we are exploring inclusion confidence learning sessions and coaching. Established a program lead employment pathways role to develop inclusive and equitable pathways to hiring, growing, and retaining disabled people in public service. Action ideas for the standalone ministry. Continue to consult Māori Pacific and Deaf Kamahi in the design and improvement of inclusive recruitment practices. Interweave Te Tiriti or Waitangi principles and diversify sourcing approaches such as employee referrals. Continue to support the phase transition of the Whaikaha Deaf Kaimahi network to set up an all-of-government network. Continue to plan and develop deaf awareness and NZSL training to be offered to government agencies. This links to disability awareness training that We enable us are developing. Review and update position descriptions to set the foundation for career pathways. Fourth areas of focus. Focus areas for Ki Atori Pōtō. Te whakakore I te katoa o ngā momo whakaturihara haukuma anō hoki, eliminating all forms of bias and discrimination. Focus areas for Papa Pōnamu. Te whakawhanaungatanga, building relationships. Te arahenga ā ahurea, cultural competence. Progress to date. The Kaihautū Chief Advisor Māori role was established as a permanent member of the executive leadership team. The cultural advisor role was increased from 2 to 3 days per week, and the role reporting line moved to the Kaihautū Chief Advisor Māori. The role is now called Pou Ārahi Cultural Advisor. Weekly karakia and waiata sessions are being facilitated by the cultural advisor. Continued participation as a member of the Te Arawhiti Cross-Agency Network and later developed a Te Arawhiti Survey for Employees July 2024 to establish a baseline so that we can understand cultural capability uplift needs and form a plan to address these. Continued participation in the Cross-Agency Oversight Group for the Disability 4-Point Plan. Our Pou Ārahi gifted the name Te Kairangi Tuarama Muri, meaning the backlit Pōnamu. Supported the development and launched organizational values in three languages, Te Reo Māori, English and NZSL. Thope the design of an employee-led network, ELN, for Kaimahi Māori. Implemented an updated unconscious bias training module and starting salary guidance. Action ideas for the standalone ministry. Assess cultural capability needs to fulfill its core functions. Analyze results of Te Arawhiti survey to inform the development of a cultural capability development plan, referring to the Whāinga Amorangi guidance as a starting point to build the capability of our people and organization in Māori Crown relations. Repeat Te Arawhiti survey with analysis. Compare with previous analysis and continue to be active members of Te Arawhiti cross-agency mahi. Fully establish a Māori employee-led network in the standalone ministry, including terms of reference, meetings and forming links to Tuahono the cross-agency Kaimahi Māori ELN for the public service. Revise Te Tiriti or Waitangi organizational maturity model. Fifth areas of focus. Focus areas for Ki Atori Pōtō. Te Taunoa or Te Mahi Piingora, flexible work by default. Focus areas for Papa Pōnamu. Te Whakawhanaungatanga, building relationships. Progress to date. The review of flexible work guidelines is evolving alongside reasonable accommodation. Thoped an approach to allow our people to request a review on decisions to their reasonable accommodation request or where their request is not addressed within a reasonable time frame. A pathway was also developed for people leaders to test decisions, particularly if there is an intention to decline a request to be reviewed by a specialist third party. Identified the need to develop a broader policy highlighting how reasonable accommodation, flexible work and other practices complement one another, broadening the scope to include policies aimed at reducing barriers into employment. Piloted the first internship program for disabled students at the ministry with 5 interns who all had lived experience of disability. Applied inclusive approaches such as using video applications in place of CV and cover letter entries for the internship program. Co-designed values with our people and commenced kōrero about what they mean for our ways of working. Values form part of the principles on reshaping our ministry. Designed an engagement survey pilot to establish a baseline against which to measure our progress in establishing an inclusive organization over our first 3 years. This was put on pause when the outcome of the independent review was announced. Action ideas for the standalone ministry. Combine reasonable accommodation and flexibility policy and guidelines to highlight how they complement each other. This should improve the usability of these processes. Set up of a steering or working group to help establish an all-of-government disabled tertiary student summer internship program. Pilot an all-of-government disabled tertiary student summer internship with the standalone ministry and MSD. Want to get in touch? If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. If there is something specific you would like to hear about in future updates, other general feedback, or you want to get in touch, please visit our Contact Us webpage. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 10th of December 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.